If you have your Bibles, please turn to Hebrews chapter 9. This is the time in our service where we get to celebrate the Lord's table with one another. It's the body of Christ, remembering the body and the blood of our Savior. We get to intentionally remember the work that Jesus has done, that Jesus has accomplished. As we do this, would you please consider with me Hebrews 9, 24 through 28. It says, "For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor was it that he would offer himself often as the high priest enters the holy place year by year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him." That's good news for all who believe in Christ, is it not? Every sin committed of all time is sin committed against a holy God. And every sin of all time will not go unpunished. Every sin of all time will be judged. And every one of us here, everyone from all time, has been appointed something. That is to die once. And then after, face judgment. There may be second chances on this earth, but there are no second chances after death. Man does not know when his days will end, but God does. Man is appointed to die, and God knows that day, but you and I do not. Do you feel the weightiness of this reality? It's sobering. It's a sobering reality. You and I will die, and we will stand before God. We will face judgment. Let me ask you this. When that day comes for you, what will you say? What will you have to say? What will you look to? Will you look to your deeds, hoping that the good just maybe, just might have outweighed the bad? Will you look to your religious affiliation? Will you try to look to others, thinking that they were not as bad as you were? Or will you look to the one who was offered once? Will you look to the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ? Will you look to the one who was offered once at the consummation of the ages, the one who put away sin by the sacrifice of himself? Will you look to that one? Because if you will, if you have, you have a strong and perfect plea. You have a great high priest who intercedes on your behalf. And the sober reality of death and judgment that is weighty, rightly so, maintains its weightiness. But fear is turned to excitement that one day you and I who believe in Christ will stand before the throne of God and we will be judged, but not on our own deeds, but on the one righteous one. We get his righteousness. He took our wrath. Jesus took that judgment and he bore the wrath of God, believer, that you deserved, that I deserved. And we just have to pause and just express our thankfulness to God that he gave us this ordinance to remember these realities. I did not remember this reality at every moment this past week. I want to. My heart is fickle. Your heart is fickle. And God, in his kindness, gave us this ordinance so that we might, as a body, remember the body that was broken and the blood that was shed and the wrath that was bore by Jesus for all who will believe in him. This is a sweet time for us. And it's important that as we do this, we remember his death, and it's important that we remember his resurrection. It's important that we remember that he is coming again. We eagerly await that day. And it's important that we remind ourselves that when we take the cup and the bread, we're doing this to remember what Jesus has done. We're not doing this to further make ourselves right with God. We're not adding to what Jesus has accomplished. We're remembering what Jesus has accomplished. And so we do this, we remember it, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And what a joy, and what a sobering reality to remember his body and his blood. Now, if you do not believe in this gospel that I have spoken of, if you don't know Jesus as your only hope, if you do not believe in this judgment that is coming, that Scripture speaks of, if you have nothing, no one to look to on that day, I would plead with you, repent of your sins and turn to Jesus. Turn to this great high priest. Turn to this righteous one. Don't wait. There's nothing to wait for. Turn and follow him. Repent of your sins. Come to Christ. Jesus tells us that there are two paths. One that leads to destruction. It's wide. It's easy to find. And there's a second path. It's the narrow path, and few find it. But listen, Jesus has made a way through the narrow path, and it is him. He is the way. Come to him. And if you'll do that this morning, then as the bread and the cup come, take them with us and rejoice in the work that Jesus has accomplished. But if you refuse, then we would ask that you would pass the bread and the cup by, as this is a time for believers to specifically remember what Christ has done for them. And believer, Scripture warns of taking the bread and the cup in an unworthy manner. What would constitute an unworthy manner? What would that look like? What would taking the bread and the cup in an unworthy manner look like? It's this. Don't misjudge yourself. Don't judge yourself wrongly. Examine yourself, and where there is known sin, agree with God and repent of it. Agree with Him. Agree with what God calls sin and turn from it. Believer, I would urge you, do it now. Why would you not? You've tasted the goodness of God. Why would you not want to turn from that sin? So examine yourself rightly. What God calls sin, call sin and turn from it. And then take and remember what Jesus has done. The men are going to come now and pass out the bread and the cup. And as your heart is prepared, go ahead and take them on your own.